textbook par propelled him into a playoff that he would win the next day. At the moment of truth, Hogan was determined, resolute, and unfazed. He was, in a word, fearless. The view I take of this shot is markedly different from the view most spectators seem to have formed, Hogan later wrote in his definitive instruction book, The Modern Fundamentals of Golf. They are inclined to glamorize the actual shot since it was hit in a pressureful situation. They tend to think of it as something unique in itself, something almost inspired, you might say, since the shot was just what the occasion called for. I don't see it that way at all. I didn't hit that shot then, that late afternoon at Marion. I'd been practicing that shot since I was 12 years old. After all, the point of tournament golf is to get command of a swing, which the more pressure you put on it, the better it works. Think of Jack Nicklaus, seemingly well past his prime at age 46, striding the fairways of Augusta National on the final day of the 1986 Masters with a renewed vigor and focus and passion. With others around him doubting his chances, Nicklaus was driven by a consuming belief in his potential, and he would not be denied. He rallied from 5 strokes off the lead to win his 6th green jacket, fearlessly charging into the lead with a back 9-30, while other younger players faded in the final round pressure. In the heat of that great moment, Nicklaus was relentless, sure, and focused. He too was fearless. This was Sunday at the Masters, Nicklaus said that victorious evening. There's a lot of pressure. The other guys feel it too. They can make mistakes. I knew if I kept my composure down the stretch, as long as I kept making birdies, I'd be okay. I kept that right at the front of my mind. I told my son Jackie, my caddy, at the 17th, that this was the most fun I've had in 5 or 6 years. Think of Tiger Woods in 2000, when the game's next great player seemed at his invincible best. Yet at the PGA Championship at Valhalla that August, he was matched stride for stride by Bob May, an unheralded, unruffled veteran who had never won a PGA Tour event. On the verge of the greatest year in the history of professional golf, Woods had everything to lose, yet he refused to wilt on the biggest stage in the biggest moment. Staring at an unsettling sliding putt on the 18th green, knowing May had just made another birdie, and knowing a miss would mean defeat, Woods faced elimination stout and strong and undaunted. He, like Hogan and like Nicklaus, also was fearless. You have to reach deep inside yourself, and you have to keep making birdies, he said. We never backed off from one another. Birdie for birdie and shot for shot. We were going right at each other. That was just so much fun. It's as good as it gets right there. When I turn my critical eye on all these great moments, there's one thing the great champions managed to overcome. It is a greater foe than any apparently invincible opponent, than any brutally penal golf course itself, or even the unshakable enormity of any once-in-a-lifetime moment. It is fear, the most critical impediment to playing golf to your greatest potential. It matters not if you're a weekend hacker in the latter stages of your usual Saturday game, or a PGA Tour champion stepping to the 18th tee with a one-shot lead. If there is one universal truth to golfers of all levels, it is fear. Fear of failure. Fear of embarrassment. Fear of the unexpected. Fear of poor judgment. It's fear of long courses, of short courses, of narrow courses, of hilly courses, and flat courses. It's a fear of water hazards and sand bunkers, of short putts and long putts. We even fear things that in reality aren't there. Like that flagstick that looks to be inches beyond a bunker,